Bringing coaching into the classroom is certainly a novel idea, but there are plenty of academic courses that take an unorthodox approach to core subjects like math, science, and literature. Some trendy pop culture-type classes are no doubt designed to boost enrollment, but others are a lot harder than they might sound.
My name is Michael Denon. I teach a course that was originally titled Science of Superheroes. It's now titled Science Facts, Science Fiction, and I teach it at the University of California at Irvine. Pretty much everything superheroes do have to either conform or not conform to physics, depending on how they're presented.
When did you become an expert in thermonuclear astrophysics?
Last night.
Some of the things they do make sense. You know, Spider-Man's webs are, you know, spider webs, and spider webs are an amazing material, have a lot of great properties, and it gives us a really nice chance to talk about material science, springs, elasticity. Other things you look at, you know, you get to the conclusion, well, that, you know, doesn't really make sense. It's hard to imagine, for instance, where the Hulk gains all his excess mass. I'd say about a third to a half of the class is the superhero part. And in that part, what we're really looking at is developing the analytical skills of looking at a situation, knowing that you have a set of rules that apply, in this case physics, and developing the ability to analyze that situation in terms of the rules or the model you're given. We've added two other portions to the class, a sort of math skills section, math as a language, and then there's a section just on how the whole scientific process works.
He'd have to heat the cube to 120 million Kelvin just to break through the Coulomb barrier.
Unless Selvig has figured out how to stabilize the quantum tunneling effect.
Well, if he could do that, he could achieve heavy ion fusion at any reactor on the planet.
Finally, someone who speaks English.
Right now, we just finished up our last section on math, and we closed with a how to model the spread of zombie disease in honor of the Walking Dead. Not quite superheroes, but again, in that science fiction, science fact vein, we brought that into the course this year. Students' reactions vary between being very excited by the course and occasionally disappointed. We've gotten better with our advertising, so we get fewer of the students who think it's just going to be an easy course watching the Avengers. So if you're really there just to watch superheroes, it becomes very obvious quickly that that's not what you're going to get to do, and they drop the course.
That's Professor Michael Denon from the University of California in Irvine discussing his course, The Science of Superheroes, which recently changed its title to Science Fact, Science Fiction to avoid disappointing superhero fans. And we've just scratched the surface of interesting college courses. Tomorrow we'll be hearing from a professor who's teaching a class on my favorite subject, zombies in popular media. I'm going to ask him if he needs a TA. From offbeat course offerings to the NCAA athletes' rights movement, we will be covering all aspects of higher education as part of NHPR's week-long series, A Matter of Degrees. You can find all those stories and more at nhpr.org. I'm Taylor Quimby. Virginia Prescott will be back in the host chair tomorrow with more word of mouth at 2 p.m. on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Zach Nugent,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters. Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.